episode 50! This episode marks a little over a year, I fudged it, since I started giving advice using the Lord of the Rings Extended Editions and their special features, and I'm over the moon to have made it this far. What a journey it's been. Thank you for listening week after week. It's such a joy to make this, to talk about my favorite films, the best films of all time, and to help people in small ways in the process. We've got a couple of questions today, so without further ado, let's get to it. Our first question comes from A Lonely Argonaut, and it reads, "Dear Samwise, I want to get off Facebook for a bunch of reasons. How can I make sure to stay in touch with people and maintain connections and a social life without it?" Man, do I feel this one. Facebook honestly feels like the One Ring of our time. It's something gifted to us that felt innocuous, shiny, pretty, and powerful, and turned out to be really dangerous under the surface. It's hard because even the alternatives, Instagram, which is owned by Facebook, Twitter, Reddit, whatever, they all have their pitfalls. But crappy corporations aside, Facebook can also just kind of lead to feeling down and depressed. Like carrying the ring, the constant curated companionship of our friends and acquaintances, the constant rush of opinions and images of quote-unquote better lives than ours can weigh on us like it did on Frodo. I think the important thing to do as you move your social life offline and back into meet space is to remember that you will probably lose some of these connections because they were tenuous at best. Allow yourself to be a little sad. I think Frodo was even sad to see Gollum die, not just because Gollum had the ring at the time, but because he was a life that had intersected Frodo's. So give yourself the space to grieve that you will lose track of some people, but really identify and reinforce the connections that are important to you, that you want to maintain. You'll be the one doing a lot of reaching out, which might make you feel a little lonely at first, but be gracious to those in your life that are still relying on the internet for social gatherings and whatnot. Because it is easy, it's convenient, and that is okay. Not all of us have the time or energy to put toward getting off Facebook. Be like Samwise. He was always pretty gracious and patient with Frodo while Frodo carried the ring, even understanding when Frodo got a little moody. You're leading by example, coming back to positive and healthy relationships and a positive relationship with other people and a positive relationship with the internet. But that requires effort, and it requires responsibility and grace. So good luck. I hope to join you sometime in the near future. The next question reads, Samwise, how come you choose to answer potentially political or divisive questions? Are you worried about offending people or turning people off? This is a really good question for this milestone episode. Honestly, I just don't get enough questions to be picky. For my own mental well-being, I don't track numbers, and I don't go out of my way to promote the show because my day job is in marketing and I don't want this to feel like work. It's too important to me. But anyway, even if I had tens and hundreds of questions to pick every week, I don't think of people's human concerns as political, especially in doing this. But also in general, I think it's important to remember that for every issue we deem divisive, there are real lives behind it. So when Gondor was in the thick of battle and Théoden was reluctant to go help because they hadn't lit the beacons and his whole "where was Gondor when" speech, he was allowing political thinking to get in the way of human costs. I get questions about everything from work to women feeling unequal in the workplace or in relationships to sexual identity to toxic masculinity to actual questions about dealing with political differences and the turmoil that creates in our interpersonal lives. For the people asking, these questions are not political. They're personal. And I know often we say the personal is political, but it all comes back to that human cost. This is not a political show. This is a show for people. And I truly believe that The Lord of the Rings has answers for everyone. And I'm not going to be the one to judge whether or not someone's question isn't worth answering, isn't worth humanity or taking the time to help one person to another. Because when you're the one struggling, when you're Faramir on the battlefield, losing friends, family, and potentially your own life, you'll take whatever help for whatever reason. It's not politics unless you're kind of on the outside, like Théoden was. I view my role in this to be like Pippin and Gandalf. And when I see people struggling to light the beacons, I try to provide what help the Lord of the Rings can offer. If you ever, as a listener, feel offended or confused or upset by one of the topics or one of the questions I cover on the show, I urge you to reach out and talk to me about it. Or at least to try and think about the human behind the question, who is probably a very nice Lord of the Rings fan, just like you. I hope mean people don't listen to this, and if they do, I hope that they're getting something from it and becoming less mean. But anyway, I think it all comes down to being like Aragorn, extending grace and moving beyond politics to find our goodness and our common humanity to stop the bad from taking over. That's all the questions I've got this week. Thank you once again for tuning in every week and for helping Samwise to get to 50 episodes. It's one of the great joys in my life, getting to talk about these movies, to explore and answer questions, and to hopefully make the world a little bit brighter using the greatest films ever put to film. If you have questions that you would like me to answer or topics you'd like me to cover, reach out at sam.wise.ath@gmail.com or 608-561-2755. You can also find me on Instagram at sammyjane613 or reach out through the After the Hype social channels. That's ATH Podcast on Instagram and Facebook, on Instagram and Twitter, and After the Hype on Facebook. Don't forget to visit athpod.com where you'll find this and our other amazing podcasts, including Venture Bros, a Venture Brothers podcast, Demon Days, an actual play podcast, the OG After the Hype, and our newest podcast, Damage Boost. We've also got a lot of really great articles, especially right now since it's Halloween. Once again, please reach out 608-561-2755 or sam.wise.ath@gmail.com. Thank you, thank you, thank you for making this such a fun experience, and I will hear from you and you'll hear from me next week. Bye!